بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, I want to speak to you today about brand. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned brand in the Quran. In Surah Al-Baqarah, in Ayah 138, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم صبغة الله ومن أحسن من الله صبغة ونحن له عابدون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, our صبغة, the religion, is the صبغة of Allah, is the religion of Islam, which صبغة religion can be better than Allah's, and we are His worshippers. We are وَنَحْنُ لَهُ عَابِدُونَ. The word sibgha in Arabic means color. So one way of translating this ayah would be the color of Allah. And what is better than the color of, or what can be better than the color of Allah? And we are His worshippers. The reason it's translated as religion is because that is the meaning of color in this context. Color is not to be understood as literally color as in, you know, red or blue or green. Color here means the religion of Allah. And this is like when we talk about fashion, when we talk about, culture. We use this term color in an allegorical fashion when we say, this person has taken on the color of his companions. So this person has taken on the color of the place that they live in or the culture that they are from. And therefore, what is the color of Allah? The color of Allah is the religion of Islam. And that's why I said Allah mentioned branding, because another way of understanding color is brand. Color, when we say take on a color, it means that the color is a distinguishing feature. In the old days, in the West, in Europe, purple was considered to be the color of the ruler, color of the monarch. And it was actually illegal for anyone other than the ruling family, the king and his or her children, to wear purple. No one could wear purple. Other colors they could wear, but purple they could not wear, and in some cases it was on pain of death. That you could not wear purple, because that was supposed to be the color of the king. In other cultures, there are different colors. But so therefore, the color is actually a distinguishing feature. Think about color in terms of brand. Can you think of the Coca-Cola brand in black, for example? You can't, because it's red. Think of any other color of a brand and substitute that color with some other color, and you will find that the whole brand loses its meaning. Now, why do I say brand? Because brand is the differentiator. If you want success in life, there is one, if you ask me to say in one word, what spells the difference between success and failure in most cases, I would say that word is differentiation. If you differentiate, then you are successful, you stand out, you are distinguishable, and that is called brand. If you do not differentiate, then you are a grain of rice in a sack. You are still rice, but you are one grain in a sack. You are unremarked, you are unknown, you make no mark. When you are alive, it makes no difference. When you die unmourned. It makes no difference. But if you stand out, then you add meaning and you add value. Now, obviously, I don't have to clarify this, but when I say stand out, I mean in positive ways. You can, of course, stand out in negative ways and you will still be noticed, but that is pointless, so we are not here for that. So when you stand out in positive ways, this is what happens to you, which is that you are noticed and it adds value. Now, therefore, this is what brand actually means, is to differentiate. You have toothpaste, of any kind, of many, many kinds. But when you say Colgate, or when you say Signal, or when you say Pepsodent or something, then it's a brand, it stands out, you go and ask for that. And that's why sometimes I say this, that you can't actually buy toothpaste. You go and buy a Colgate or a Signal or something. You can't just go and say to the grocer, give me toothpaste, because there's no such thing. Just like there's no such thing as a car. Every car has a brand. There's a brand name to the car, and with the brand name comes a price tag. You can't go and say, give me a shirt. You can actually say, go and give me a shirt, and it's the same shirt. But the brand adds value to the shirt. So when we look at brands, you are saying Giorgio Armani, you are saying Louis Vuitton, you are saying Gucci, you know, you're saying all kinds of brands of clothing, brands of things, of luggage, of handbags, of cars, all kinds of brands, and those brands have value. Interestingly, in today's world, you might say, well, you know, I pay a large amount of money for a Louis Vuitton handbag because of the quality of the handbag. So, okay, fair enough, maybe true in that particular case. But it does not automatically mean today that a valuable brand necessarily has intrinsic value, because the most valuable brand in the world, I may be wrong here, wrong only in the sense of, you know, as I speak, this may not be the case, but definitely it was the case, and more than likely it still is the case. The most valuable brand in the world is Coca-Cola, and that intrinsically has, not only does it not have any positive value, but actually it is negative, because it's sugared water and color and some formula of absolutely zero benefit to anybody, and causes harm to people who drink it. The light variety of it, and or the diet variety of it, comes with known carcinogenic, which is aspartame. Yet, it's the most valuable brand in the world. So brand stands for something. Now, therefore, brand, I would say, one way of defining brand is that it is that psychological construct which enables people to believe that this product or this service or this thing which they have adds value to them as individuals. And that's the reason why people buy branded clothing, or one of the major reasons, if not the only reason, I don't want to argue with here, but one of the major reasons why people buy branded clothing, no matter what they tell themselves, is not because it's better constructed and better stitched, but because of the Armani tag on it, or the Hilfiger tag on it, or the Boss tag on it, or whatever the tag on it. They buy branded stuff because of the tag. The tag itself has value. Exactly the same thing which is actually made in Pollachi, or it's made in Dhaka, or it's made in China without the brand, sells for less. You know this, and I know this. You have mall. You have outlets, shopping outlets, which sell the same thing, but without the brand, and it has lower value. So obviously, if somebody says that they are not paying for the brand, they're fooling themselves, because they are actually paying for the brand, and they're paying for the brand because they think it adds value to them. So they are willing to pay more money to advertise somebody else's product. Because when you're walking around with that suit, somebody who buys an Armani suit is making money for Armani, not for anybody else. And they're paying for that. Now, the reason I'm saying all of this is because the question, therefore, to ask is, what is the value that Islam adds to me? Because if Islam is a brand, then what is that brand? What and why does it add value to me? If I say that I wear a certain brand of clothing, I have an understanding of why it adds value to me. I drive a certain brand of car, I have a certain kind of watch, and so on and so forth. But if I am saying I'm a Muslim, what does that mean? How does my being a Muslim add value to me? What is my brand as a Muslim? What do I understand by this? That when I say I'm a Muslim, what is the meaning? And that's why I use this ayat of the Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned brand, and he called it color. So the color of Allah. I mean, is it the color of Allah? What do we mean by this? By when we say which means the color of Islam, which doesn't refer to a particular color, which means Islam as a religion, as being practiced. A person who has the color of Allah, a person who has the color of Islam, is somebody who reminds people of Islam, who reminds people of the beauty of Islam, who in his or her demeanor, in their appearance, in their walking, talking, in their dealings, in their behavior, in every single way, reminds people of the beauty of Islam. It reminds people because they are just, because they are kind, because they are compassionate, because they are charitable, because they have courage, because they have integrity, because of all of these qualities. These are people who remind others of who and what they are by displaying their brand, which is Islam. Now, when I say displaying, when I say remind people and so on, I don't mean this in a sense of riya, of showing off. They are not doing that to remind people. They are not doing that to display anything. This is something that happens automatically because of who they are and what they are. So they are not doing it for that reason. They are doing it only to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this happens automatically because of who they are and what they are. So we must reach a stage where a person says, I would like to deal with a Muslim grocer. I would like to deal with a Muslim taxi driver. I would like to deal with a Muslim cardiologist. I would like to deal with a Muslim physician, with a Muslim surgeon, with a Muslim, whoever. Because Islam adds value to that person. So if I'm given a choice of two doctors, one is a Muslim, one is not, I go to the Muslim doctor because his Islam adds value to him as a doctor. And that is the point that I want to say here. This is the brand of it. So it's not his personal practice of religion. It's not whether, he's praying five times a day. It is the effect of that five times prayer in his work life. It is the effect of that five times prayer in his home life. It is the effect of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah in the way he deals or she deals with their patients. Now that effect is what is called Sibghatullah. That effect is what is called the color of Allah. That is the effect which is called the color of Islam. And that is what we need to imbue ourselves with, to color ourselves with this color, so that when and where we encounter the world, this color is what is visible. And inshallah, we live with that and we die with that and we are resurrected with that. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this. This is where the Sahaba Rizwanullahi alayhim ajmain, that is why they used to say, when people ask them about Islam, they used to say, be like us, kunu mithlana, because this is our color. This has become like us. So in Urdu, there is a quote with meaning of which is, they say that if an apple takes on the color of the apples around it. So if you put a green apple with red apples, meaning an unripe apple with ripe apples, then the unripe apple ripens because of the apples around it. So this is the color that you give to the world and the people around you, thanks to the fact that you are colored in the color of Allah, which is the color of Islam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us Sibghatullah and to give us the istiqamat, the steadfastness to live our lives in the color of Islam, with the color of Islam, to die in that color and to be resurrected in that color. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu to make us living, walking, talking models and standard bearers of Islam, and walking, talking models of the sunnah of Rasulullah which is the best example that we have of Sibghatullah. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya rahman rahim.